Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Derek?
You are.
Hey, Derek. This is Josh Baker from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Josh. How about you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. So, Derek, I am one of the assigned account managers, and I will be taking care of the project that you signed up for your book writing. So just wanted to give you a welcome call and inquire a few things from you.
Okay. What's your last name, Josh?
Josh Baker.
Baker. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So, Derek, just wanted to welcome you on board, and I just wanted to inquire a few things from you. So, basically, could you give me a brief idea about what your book is about and what inspired you to write this book?
So, my book, I served in the federal government for 25 years, and I served, I worked for political appointees, beginning with the Carter administration. So I retired last September, and the focus of this book is the 4 years of the Trump administration, because they were unlike any other time that I worked for federal government. And because I worked for political appointees, you know, everything we did had a political implications. So I am interested in making sure that people have an opportunity to be aware of some of the things that went on during that time that people would not have be able to know otherwise, because everybody that has written a book, as I've done my research about the Trump administration, I'm just going to use that one in particular since that's my subject primarily, has written it from inside the Beltway, inside the Washington bubble. You understand what I'm saying? So I work out in the real world with people, with real people who are impacted by the policies. So you think about the Affordable Care Act and Trump's goal of gutting that and taking that out. You think about COVID. You think about issues like our care for the children separated from the families at the border. Those are some of the things that that I focus on, as well as just the I think the what I see as the divisive nature of the administration. And because I was in a position of need of having to amplify the messages, that's what I did. I was a communications director. So my job was amplifying the messages coming out of the administration. And as you know, if you followed that very almost at all, he was very critical of most. I mean, he was critical of Asians, he was critical of Latinos, he was critical of black folk, he was critical of women. It was just a very divisive time in our country's history. Yes.
Okay. So this is more of you sharing your personal experience and guiding the people about what went on when you were serving there as well, right?
Correct.
Okay, that sounds great. It's more of an inspiration as well, guiding people and making them walk through your life journey and explaining what's going on, and more of it teaching people a lesson as well so that they can learn and they can get inspired as well and look forward to the real side of the world as well. So that's quite great of you.
I'm a historian, so I write from probably three perspectives. As a historian, as a longtime federal, you know, employee, but not an appointee, but a career staff person. I write as an African American. I write as a Christian, and I write as a social justice advocate. So all of those things are woven into this.
Sounds great. Sounds great. That surely is going to be one of the books that people would surely be looking forward to, considering that how an experienced person is writing his own journey and guiding other people as well. So that's something more inspirational to people. And have you written any other books as well, or is this going to be your first project?
No. I wrote another book when I was after my time serving as a national communications director for Dr. King's organization.
Uh-huh, that's great. That sounds great. So this would be your second book technically, right?
Correct.
Awesome. So I'll make sure that me as our whole team would make sure that this turns out to be a success for you as well. And whatever you're planning to aim with this book, it serves out its purpose and is an inspiration for people as well. So we're surely going to take care of this, and I'm going to be on board with you throughout to make this success for you.
Okay.
And so let me guide you a few things about from my end and how we're going to move this project forward. So how this we're going to work is that we're going to be acquiring a manuscript from you, where you're going to be sending us the manuscript of whatever material you have written from your end, and that is going to be going to our writing team. So the writing team is going to review the manuscript that you're sending from your end, and they're going to be working on the editorial report, the initial draft, which is going to take 7 to 8 business days for them to work on that, and that is going to be sent to you then. So once our writing team works on a draft or anything, that is sent to you for your approval before we can move ahead with the next step. So at each step, we're going to be writing something, we're going to edit something, we're going to reach out to you for your approval so that you can go through that draft. And as soon as you give us the approval, you're going to move ahead to the next draft to ensure that we're maintaining the quality of the work as well. So the first draft, it's going to take 7 to 8 business days, but then moving onwards, once we keep on sending you the next draft, that is going to take 4 to 5 business days. So we're going to send you drafts either by pages or chapters by chapters.
Okay.
Awesome. And right now, Derek, I've sent you an email as well. Can you please check your email so that I can guide you how we're going to coordinate from our end?
All right.
Sounds great. Do you see any email from Creative Designs?
I'm checking right now.
Sure, thank you. I'm here.
So far, I don't. Let me do a search, though.
Sure. You're going to be seeing an email which is going to be from Creative Design.
No, I don't have it yet.
You don't have it yet? Can you check your junk or spam folder as well in case it landed up there?
Okay.
Were you able to look at the email?
I'm looking for it, actually.
Sure. I'm here. Take your time.
Yeah. Spam. Let me look in spam. Nope, not there. Look at trash. It's not there. All mail, creative designs. Yeah, can we double check the email address you have?
Sure thing. So you were able to locate it or not?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't see
okay,
it anywhere.
Sure.
Spam, trash. So.
Awesome. Sure. Let me check that. Could you please reconfirm your mailing address, your email address?
GILLIARDPR77@gmail.com.
Sounds great. I have the same one with me. Kindly allow me a minute or two so that I can recheck it from my end. All right?
Sure.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for staying on the line. Derek, we've just resent the email from our end. Could you recheck and refresh your inbox now?
Sure.
And do check the junk or spam as well.
Okay.
Sure. Thank you.
Yes, I have it now. It's Steve from Steve Wilson.
Yep, Steve Wilson is my coworker. He would have sent the email. Sounds great. And there you would be seeing an option which says sign up or click to sign up.
Or get started?
Get started. You got that. So you need to click on that. As soon as you click on that, it's going to redirect you to a window, a browser window, that's going to ask you to create a password. So can you click on that and create a password?
Okay. Okay.
Sounds great. So you've created your password and you're logged in now?
Yeah.
Awesome. Let me guide you with the next steps. So once you're logged in, you'll be able to view your name on the top, and there's going to be a panel right on the top which says list, or it's going to give you different messages. So on that panel, you're going to be able to navigate to the messages part. Can you see that?
Yeah.
So sounds great. So can you click on that messages part?
Yeah. Okay.
Messages.
Yeah.
Awesome. And there you see a thread which says welcome on board. Are you able to view that as well?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I do.
So can you click on that welcome on board?
Okay.
So as soon as you click on that, you'll be able to review my message which says, hello, Derek. Hope this email finds you well.
Mm-hmm. We'll go back here. I think I clicked on the wrong thing. Just a second.
No worries. You can click on the messages option again, and you'll be able to navigate to welcome on board title.
Yes, I see it.
Awesome. Awesome. Seen. Perfect. So now how this is going to work is this is the portal which we both are going to use to communicate with each other. Just like I've sent you a message right now, what you have to do is you just have to reply back to that same message by clicking on the add reply option. Are you able to view that option on the top?
I'm sorry, which option did you say?
The add reply option.
Add reply.
Yep.
Yes, it's at the bottom. Yeah, I see
awesome,
it.
Awesome.
Yeah, I see it.
Sounds great. So once you click on that add reply option, you're going to be able to type a message over here. So this is the portal that we both are going to use to communicate with each other. So right now what I would be needing from your end is that you would need to submit us the manuscript that you have of your book, the initial manuscript, so that we can have that forwarded to our writing team. And I have also sent you a questionnaire form. Are you able to view a form that is attached in my email?
Yes, I do.
Yep.
Sounds great.
So once you click on those three dots right after the name, you'll be able to view the option of downloading that. So once you download the form, you just have to fill that and reply back to the same email that I have sent over here on this portal with both the attachments. So the attachment is this form and the initial manuscript that you have from your end. So as soon as you reply back with that initial form and the manuscript, I will have this forwarded to my team, and they're going to be starting working on the initial draft, which I'm going to be sending you within the next 7 to 8 business days on the same portal. So we both are going to be communicating through each other with this portal.
Okay.
Sounds great. So just to make sure that you are good to go with this portal as well, can you just send me a random message so that you can clear out any confusion that you have regarding this message option?
Yeah, I did. I thought I responded to you. Let's go back and see. Maybe not.
Sure. Check that as well.
Okay, hold up. I didn't go down far enough. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Let me so I am on the road now, and I am working through my hard copy of my manuscript. I've got to get home and then make the changes.
Sure thing.
So yeah. So early next week, I will get this to you.
Sure thing. You can send over the manuscript as soon as you can once you're comfortable by next week, as you said, and also the questionnaire form that I have submitted and delivered you. All right.
Yeah, I can. I'll send that before. You want that beforehand or with the manuscript?
No, you can send me both of the details, the manuscript and the form, together next week. That's fine.
Okay. All right. Sounds great.
And Derek, just to inquire one more thing, may I please know the time zone that you're following so that it's easy for me to communicate with you as well?
Right, yeah. Normally, I'm on the East Coast, okay? Today, I'm on the West Coast the next couple of days. I'm in Seattle, but I live in Atlanta. I'm on the East Coast normally.
Sounds great. I'll have that noted.
Are you all Central or East?
Okay, we're currently following the Pacific time zone, so we have offices in different states. So currently the time zone that I'm following right now, it's the Pacific time. But nothing to worry about. We're going to coordinate with the time zone that suits you the best.
Okay, all right.
All right, it was a pleasure speaking to you, Derek. Take care and have a wonderful day.
Sure, one more question.
Sure thing.
Do you know
who the other team members will be, or you won't determine that until you, you know, till you receive the manuscript?
Okay, so I am going to be the only person that is going to be dealing with you directly. Then how that's going to work is that once you submit those drafts to me, I have we have our own assigned team of writers. So I'm going to be submitting your project to the best writer that best suits the project, and they're going to be working on that. So you're going to be dealing with me directly, and I'm going to be dealing with my team.
You're saying that I will never talk to the editorial team?
You can talk to the editorial team as well whenever it's going to be required. So that is perfectly fine. So I'm going to be the person who's going to be taking care of your project completely. I'm going to be taking care of your project, making sure that whatever changes you require, whatever updates you require, I'm going to have that change with our team. But whenever you require to have a word with the team, we can have that happen as well. So that is completely fine.
All right.
Would there be any other concerns or questions that I can answer today?
No, I think that's it for now.
Sounds great. Derek, please take care of yourself. It was a pleasure speaking to you. Looking forward to your project.
Okay, we'll talk next week. All right, bye-bye.